Welcome to Mature Allure, where we highlight the experiences and perspectives of women in midlife. Today, we have with us Marcy Pellegrino. Hi, Marcy. How are you?
How are you? I'm doing really well. Thank you. I hope you're doing well, too.
I am. I'm excited to have you here because I think you have the cutest sounding business. You have pet products. That's what you do. But before we talk about that, let's talk a little bit about Marcy. Who is Marcy Pellegrino?
She is a 45-year-old extroverted creative who has two boys, and my third boy is Barkley, my dog, and then my wonderful husband. So that's me, always delving in the creative and always, you know, doing new things.
So this is a show featuring women in midlife, and you're kind of at the beginning stages of midlife. How do you see yourself in midlife right now? How do you see and view your life?
Like at this moment in time, I would say I had this rule that I wanted to do something amazing by the time I was 40, like something really like hit some milestone and you know, pretty much is approval of me, because you know, we're our worst critics. So if I can get this, you know, done at this point in time, I did it, you know? Yeah. So my goal was to do something amazing by 40. When I started Marcy's Pet Kitchen, that didn't happen until after 40. So now I say before 50. But I am where I want to be right now. I definitely am. There are goals that, you know, I'm constantly trying to reach, and yeah.
I think that's great though. I mean, I think to constantly have goals, I mean, because even if whenever you reach the goal, there's always the next goal.
Exactly. So when I say now, I mean for like right in this here and moment, like now, but there are goals leading up to, you know, and I'm sure, you know, and next month I'm be like, not there yet, but you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. So
exactly. So we mentioned that you have pet products. Again, I think that's so cute. You do have an advertising and branding background. You come from that world. How do you use what you've come from, like the advertising branding, to move into this new business? And first, let's start with how long your business has been around. And I have pets, paws, and pixels as the name.
Yes.
Which I think is cute because it kind of incorporates both.
Exactly. Because you know what? And like, and this is totally speaking to like middle age and people having these epiphanies about life. Like I'm sitting there and it was like 45 years old and I'm looking at it like, how do I put that I'm at like this intersection between having all this branding background, I still freelance here and there, all that kind of stuff, because I absolutely love the creative. It's such an outlet for me. So having that in my back pocket, I love it. But you know, at the same time, you know, I have this love for dogs and these pet products. So we had to be like pixels and pups, you know? So
Oh, well, that's cute. So then what kind of products do you have? And that you
Well, Sassy, like you had talked about, Sassy Concepts and Designs, or I call it now Sassy Inc., that's where I did my branding and freelancing. So just to get to part of your first question, I have a background of over 20 years in it. And I don't want to create ageism here, but
it's already there.
I'm back in the day when Cork Express was like the layout program. Oh, yeah. So anyway, so I did that for, you know, a little over 20 years. And then I started Marcy's Pet Kitchen back in 2021, like a lot of folks doing things during COVID. And that's when that had started. And it, quite frankly, I'm super thrilled because it's catapulted. Marcy's Pet Kitchen has catapulted. I use my branding background. And sometimes I laugh because when I used to go for job interviews, I never was the person that got the job as an art director or whatever, or creative director. It was always like one person had two more years on me. So I was like, this total experience. working in television, doing voiceovers, like all this sort of stuff compiled together brings me to my product. And I'm like, maybe that's what I was supposed to be doing this whole time when you look back, you know?
But I think that's really important because I think for a lot of us, by the time we reach midlife, I think for a lot of us, we've done a lot of things. So right? We've been a Jack or Jane of all trades.
Yes.
And maybe a master of one of them.
I know, right?
But we've done so many different things that I think by the time we get to midlife, it sort of prepares us and we maybe mm-hmm. have a clearer vision.
So not when you have those challenges, we can pivot, you know?
Exactly. You know how to pivot. You have this vision and it's a little bit more clear. And then you have the experience behind it. So with the, what is it? The pet kitchen? Say the name.
Pet kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Versus pet kitchen. What do you produce there? What are the products?
We produce all natural, really wholesome and healthy dog treats. These mm-hmm. dog treats are great. They're limited ingredient and they're great for all healthy dogs. Like it's not one type of dog. I mean, I'm sure the person down the street or my neighbor who has a Doberman wants to give her dog the healthiest treats, you know, regardless of whether they have diabetes or not. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get something really wholesome out there. And using my inspiration from my previous pets that have passed and the one I currently have, who I want to live forever. But anyway, we make, the wholesome or all natural, I'm sorry, dog treats. So it's so much fun and you're doing something that dogs love and that people appreciate, you know, because these are also really great for dogs with diabetes. Dogs with like IBS, super sensitive stomachs, hyperallergenic diets. So it's great.
Can you tell us a few of the ingredients that are in them?
Absolutely. So for the peanutty one, it's all natural peanut butter. There's no salt, no sugar in it, none of that. Mm-hmm. Oat flour, which is gluten-free. Then we add dandelion root, unsweetened applesauce, as well as alfalfa root, because those are two superfoods, dandelion and alfalfa. So mm-hmm. as far as I know from like doing all my research on the market, we're the only ones that are really using dandelion for its pre and probiotic like qualities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's because dandelion, it's not a pre and probiotic, which usually, you know, we refrigerate in our house if it's for us or for dogs keep in a cool place, you know, things like that. This like creates an environment in the gut that wants to encourage new bacterias and stuff. So it's really good for dogs' digestive areas.
Wow. So you actually make the treats?
Yes, I am. I started. Oh my God. So I started in my kitchen, like many of us, right? We started at the bottom and we had our limited budget and we're, you know, strategizing the best we can to get the most bang for our buck and to just, I do these by hand. Even now I still do them by hand. We're looking for a manufacturing facility right now, which I'm excited about. It would be small batches. So you're still going to get that homemade cookie.
So basically it's by order. So if someone were to order a batch, mm-hmm. then it's kind of like, how long would they have to wait before they'd be able to get them?
Well, you know, I used to do that for a little bit and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger. So the next key to it is finding a way to get it to last a year, right? Because, you know, you don't want it to go bad on people and have animals, you know, of course, you know, you don't want that. So we put a small preservative in. It's a little salt-based preservative because you have to because it's going to go bad. And it's great. It's all limited ingredient. It's healthy. It's a natural sodium that's in there, but we don't add any salt or any sugar. So even the unsweetened mm-hmm. applesauce is what we say unsweetened. So it's really exciting. It's really exciting. And I love it. I love it. Even my husband's telling me now.
that's great. That's always good when they can chime in.
Yeah, you know, I know. If you get along enough to work together. So
I just talked to someone, they are husband and wife team and they, have a great vacation rental property. And mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you guys do it? Because, mm-hmm. you know, I go to my husband for some advice and things like that. And sometimes it's really good. And then sometimes I'm just like, okay.
You're just not understanding me. He's funny. He's a little OCD and he's like, move that to the left, move that to the right. And I'm just like,
Oh, well,
I was fine doing it on my own. But yeah, we're looking into small batch manufacturing, and that would allow us to get hundreds out a day. And right now, like, I can crank out maybe 48 bags, 6 bags at a time. So it's really a labor of love. So we're looking forward to this. We're trying to keep up with Amazon because I've been on Amazon for a year now. Mm-hmm. So, and again, that goes back to the goals and the push, is that I started in 2021. Within like a year, I was on Amazon. And then a year we're getting manufacturing. So I've been very fortunate, but there's a lot of forethought into it, a lot of past thoughts, you know, just because you want to strategize the best you can. But yeah, to keep up with Amazon, we need to go bigger. So,
wow, that's great. So what other flavors do you have? Do you have another flavor besides the peanut butter?
Of course. So we have three. I started out with the peanutty. And again, just all natural peanut butter, all that good stuff. Then I did veggie, which was peas and carrots. And you'd think that would be the last thing. Like, you know, who would want that? But the diabetic dogs, like, love it. A lot of dogs love it, and because it tastes like a Sunday dinner, and these are all vegan. So there's no animal byproduct, nothing in it, no chemicals, no anything like that. And the only thing we use for flavor with the veggie, everything's all natural flavor, but for veggie, we use a hint of vegan beefsteak flavor. So you won't even find meat in the vegan beef flavor. So there's no egg, no gluten, no added sodium, no added sugar. There's no GMOs. Go on. Yeah, it's on the site too.
You would be surprised about how much. I know several dogs who love carrots. I even know a dog who likes asparagus.
And, oh my God. I wonder if your dog would try that.
You might want to check into that because, I mean, she tears up asparagus. And you know what it is? It's my neighbor's dog. And every once in a while, they will go out of town and they'll say, hey, you know, Sherry, can you keep her for us? And the treat for her is asparagus. And I'll just
throw it in a little bit.
Yeah. So she tears it up.
But I should throw a little wrench to this because I didn't even get to tell you this, but this is a surprise. I have a third company. I meant to share the Bouncy Bites too. So that's dog supplements. So me and my best friend, Tristan, started the company together. And back to the branding, I did all the branding, all the EBCs, which is the visuals that you see on Amazon regarding whatever product you're looking at. We just have like a love for dogs. I have a total love for dogs. My husband has a love for dogs. Like, yeah.
So are any can cats eat?
Yeah,
stuff
we too? Love cats too. We totally love animals. So we're actually starting, no one knows about this just yet, so I'll let you know. We're doing it. I know, right? There's always something going on.
Surprise.
We're doing ear cleaner. It's just for maintenance, ear infections, but it's all natural because a lot of people don't know. When you go on Amazon, you go shopping at the stores, eucalyptus is toxic to dogs. So putting it on their skin isn't going to be any better. I mean, you know, you're only using a little, but why even bother if it's not good for them? So ours is all natural. It's great. Great pH balance is wonderful. So we're going to be hitting the market with that soon.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
So back to the advertising and branding, because you said you do that freelance sometimes.
Sure.
What, tell us a little bit about that. I know you said you've been in that for 20 years.
Yeah. So I've done everything from billboards to, you know, print magazines to, creative concepts, very conceptual thinking. I've done voiceovers. I worked in television. Just, you know, I wanted to be well-rounded. That was very intentional for me. And what was hard, which I know your audience can relate to as well, was when I hit that certain age at like maybe 35 or 30, in my case, it was 30 when you get married. So I was commuting in New York City from Connecticut at the time. But, you know, it takes a toll on you. And I had thought being well-rounded was very marketable. But when I moved down to Florida, I couldn't get any work freelancing down here. It was very hard. Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's interesting that you say that, because I just think Florida's a really hard market, because I was in DC and I have a similar background as you. Mine was more, I was on the copy side. So I would write the content for the billboards, for the magazines.
Yeah, my brother is a copywriter, so exactly. I understand.
So I was on that side, and I was versatile too, doing PSAs, doing commercials. Doing all the things, billboards, magazines. Yep.
Anything everything. Where there's content and copy.
Exactly. Any marketing material, all of that. So I thought, like you did, this is great. I'm well-rounded. Right? I got to Miami. Absolutely not. Like, it was not like that at all. It was really strange.
I asked another male creative director that I was acquainted with, and he said, it's hard. If you're not from here, you may come across as a threat in that particular industry of advertising, or, you know, they just like to work with the people that kind of rotate between their in-house crews and stuff. Mm-hmm. I can understand that, but I was like, give a girl a shot.
I found it was kind of weird too, because people in different industries, you know, I worked in beauty, insurance, like you said, TV, entertainment.
Yeah.
But there were people like, oh, well, we need you to write for hospice.
Okay. Yeah.
I just need to know the
getting
info.
Those wings.
Like, no, okay, I've done insurance. No, but it was really kind of very segmented.
Well, that's a niche market. Too in advertising, where you can, like, if you are a package designer, for instance, you specifically deal with package designs, right? And that is it. Mm-hmm. And you get paid well for it. So when I came up front with that task of creating packaging, I was really excited, because I never had the real big chance to do any huge consumer packaging or whatever. So, you know, it was new for me, and I had to keep the same principles in mind, like hierarchy of type, you know, the balance of design, but what the consumers want, but more importantly too, what people are looking for on Amazon, because you have to stand out too amongst all these treats. So I wanted to be as genuine and authentic and fun and whimsical at the same time. So
They remember.
I think it was a success. I hear it is.
That's good. So you still do freelance work though, right? So somebody can contact you.
I just enjoy it so much, you know?
Yeah. So somebody can contact you if they want some work.
Yeah, if they want
done.
Freelance. Like, I've done like websites, but only through like Squarespace, Wix, and so forth. And I've just done everything from concept advertising to like, you know, smaller ads, but to like bigger ads that you would see in magazines. You know what I mean? So I just a lot of different stuff, logos. You know, sometimes concept through to execution, depending on where they want to pick up, if they do want to pick up somewhere in the middle, copy. Yeah.
But so, that's like, but you said, that's really good for your business, because now that you have your own product, you can put your skills that you've had for all these years.
You know how much I probably saved myself? Probably over $100,000 easily.
Oh, I know. Because even when,
more.
Probably more, because even when I do my own website. I mean, my goodness, I'm happy that I'm able to figure it out for it, because it can be costly. It can be really, really costly.
Oh my God, can it ever? I mean, you know, I have a photography area, like a light booth. And so I do my photography there. You know, I have everything like in-house. So, you know, it cuts down on it, the cost of things. Yeah. But, you know, when you're kicking off everything, you got to start like free platforms that are going to get the most bang for your buck, or that are free, that's going to get the most audience. So,
well, you know, that brings up another question I have for you. Starting your business, what advice would you give someone, a woman who's in midlife, maybe she has a hobby? I always like to ask this question. She has a hobby or something, and she wants to move into her own professional, like, either secondary business or business in general. What advice do you have for them?
I would say number one, if you want to go into your own business, whether it be like a short-term thing, freelance or whatever, or something long-term that you jump into, you're eventually going to have to jump off that boat and like utilize what the new company to bring in income and stuff. I would say to make sure, this is like the number one no-no I see a lot. People that rush into their company, they don't really have a proper mission statement. And so thus everything they put together, it doesn't click right. And I really do think people need to have a straight up mission statement that will direct everything they do, their goals, their look, the layouts, everything. And then if they were to go to jump shark, just be patient with yourself. It's so hard to be patient with yourself, but be patient with yourself because it does take time to get over into that arena. And you, they may find at a certain point they need more financial capital, but you know, it's hard for them to get loans, and you might want to consider having someone partner with you just to take that burden off you, and then you can assign each other roles, you know? So, there's just, I would say, you know, everything is an opportunity, and to really just try to go with what you want, whether it's short term or long term, and just be really strategic about it, you know?
I love that. Everything is an opportunity.
Yeah, so, I've always said that since I worked in New York City. Everything is an opportunity.
Wow. Yeah, because why a lot of times you overlook things just like
that. People are scared of change, and I get that. My mom is very much scared of change, and I understand that. But at the same time, if someone says no, what's the worst going to happen?
Yeah.
Like, no. Your product doesn't get in there. No, that doesn't make sense to me. No, that doesn't look the way it should. Okay, let's fix it, right?
But also, just because someone else says no, doesn't mean that someone else isn't going to say yes. You know what
I mean? True, exactly. But, you know, you may want to do these little beta tests depending on what your product is. You can do them on Amazon, you pay for them, or you can even do it with, like, your friends. The only problem with your friends is they may not want to hurt you. Like, for instance, my hair right now. I said to my friend, I'm like, is it really terrible? I got to go on camera. She's like, it's all right. Just tell me the truth. Hilarious. You just told me the truth. It's terrible.
That's hilarious. That's a good friend.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's a good friend.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I already asked you about how you see yourself in midlife at this point. What do you wish for yourself? Like, what do you wish for yourself now at this point in midlife?
Okay, so what do I wish? I wish I had some more money so I could do some first world problems, like go to the spa and stuff like that. I would love to have more time to do. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but I have two boys. They're both wonderful, but they drain the life out of me because I'm so exhausted. Because it's 11 and 15. So I try to be there for both my boys all the time and be home in time to make dinner. And, you know, it's just, I wish a little time to myself right now.
More self-care.
More self-care. I would say you nailed it with that one.
Yeah. I get it. Is there any one piece of advice that someone gave you when you were starting your business or getting ready to start out that was really key that you keep in the back of your mind as you go through and work your business?
Two things regarding creative for Sassy. When I used to have clients and stuff, you want to make people happy. That's the nature of like whatever your business or product is. You want people to be thrilled with it. My father always told me there's a power in saying no. And that was huge for me. You know, you can turn people down. Like I just told you in a second ago, oh, the worst they can say is no. And here I'd be on the flip side saying no, you know, you know. And the other one is my business partner for Bouncy Bites always told me, you know, like if there's a little flour to be wasted or, you know, some fresh carrots that had to go down the drain. And when I was cleaning up, everything is a, you know, worth something. So when you don't monetize and really work with what you have for ingredients and things like that, that's money lost, like every penny. And that is that really stuck with me. I know it really stuck with me.
Yeah. So if someone wanted to get in touch with you for either the pet products or even to do freelance work, what are the ways they can get in contact with you?
You can call me actually if you want at 917-656-9161 regarding like the freelance. you know, as well as Marcy's Pet Kitchen, I'd be opening, obviously, to picking up the phone. And then it's also hello@marcyspetkitchen.com.
Okay.
And the last thing I wanted to share with you real quick is, this is the Pet Plus magazine.
Oh,
that
wow.
came out for January, February's products. And on page 18 under the right rewards is the Marcy's Pet Kitchen.
Oh, so, wow. That's nice. You'll have to send me a couple of pictures of that so I that I can put them on the website.
Yeah, that'll definitely. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
That'll be so great. Well, Marcy, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a Mature Allure guest. You're awesome.
You're listening to the Mature Allure podcast. I'm your host, Sherry O. If you have a topic in mind that you'd like us to cover on Mature Allure, drop us a note in the comments or share it with us on one of our social media channels. Until the next time, remember, self-love is the key to unlocking the radiant allure that shines from within.